We begin with Siman Aleph in Orachayim, and the Shulchan Aruch is really co-authored by two great giants in the 1500s. One is Rabbi Yosef Cairo, and he was coming from the background of the Sephardic Poskim, and the Ramah in Europe, coming from the perspective of the Ashkenazic Poskim. Rabbi Yosef Cairo published the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah was equally capable, so to speak, of publishing a Shulchan Aruch. He was actually working on such an idea under a different name. But when he saw this publication, he realized that it would be to greater benefit to simply write edit notes to Rabbi Yosef Cairo's Shulchan Aruch. And he called it the Mapa. Shulchan Aruch means a set table, everything in order, everything just right so you can appreciate what's being presented. And the Mapa is the tablecloth. I'm adding something nice to make it better for the Jewish people so that everybody and their traditions would be represented. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch has therefore become the universal bedrock of modern Jewish law. Everybody who writes is based on this structure of the Shulchan Aruch in terms of the chapters and the method of organization and the basic rulings. If you want to comment, you have to first explain what the Shulchan Aruch said, and then you can discuss how you want to apply it to a modern situation. Din Hashkamas HaBoker, the rulings regarding awakening in the morning. The Mechaber writes, Yiskaber Ko'ari, a person should arise like a lion. La'amod ba'boker, to arise in the morning. La'avodas boro, to the service of his creator. Sheyihu ma'orer hashachar, that he should awaken the day, and not that the day should awaken him and he merely be reflective of the situation. So, a number of comments as we begin here. The expression Yiskaber Ko'ari, like a lion. If we know anything about a lion, king of the jungle, is not always in overdrive. We actually have video clips of the lion, and he actually looks a little bit lazy-ish, yawning in the sun and playing. The concept when an issue calls for strength, the lion is there in his full strength, roaring and ready to go. We're not expected to be in overdrive all day long. But when the issue calls for it, we have to gather all our strength to be effective. And the Mechaber recognizes that waking in the morning requires that kind of strength. There's a temptation, a little bit longer sleep, etc. But whatever you've decided is necessary for proper health and according to your demands, when it's time to wake up, to do so with a sense of purpose. A person should awaken the morning, and not that the morning awakens us. It's a way to live life, not reflective, responding to the demands, but actually to be able to see ahead with a sense of vision of where this is going. A person being in the driver's seat of life, trying to direct things and not merely being responding to whatever's going on. It's a concept in business. It's a concept in life. We have this as the prototype from Avram Avinu. We're told Avram is hishalachti lefanov. Avram went in front of Hashem. Noach is together with Hashem. Avram is charting out the way. Noach is, there's a problem. It's a terrible generation. What are we going to do? We're stuck. It's an ones. It's just beyond our control. And Avram takes a look at his situation, an equally messed up generation in idol worship, and Avram's charting out ways and solutions of how he can motivate people and bring them tachas kanfei hashchina. A person should be ma'orer the shachar. He should be directing the circumstances and not having the circumstances direct us. Obviously, we're responsive as well, but if our entire day is responding to crisis, we're not really charting the direction of life. The Rama adds, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samed hu klal gadol batora, to envision Hashem in front of us always is a great rule in Torah. To appreciate that Hashem is always watching and that everything we do makes a difference. And that's really the key in believing in a personal God, as Judaism does. And what we do makes a difference. Whether I kill a fly on Shabbos or don't kill a fly on Shabbos makes a difference in creation, whether I observed Shabbos or I didn't. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. We behave differently. V'lo yispayish mepnei b'nei adam hamalgim alav, and we should not be embarrassed in front of people who make fun of us that we're observant. We're determined. We're fine with it. And if someone makes fun, that's their misunderstanding. The Mishneh Berurah observes, lo yiskotet, doesn't mean you should fight with them. But you should just know your position with confidence. And honestly, usually the ridicule subsides when they realize that we're on strong basis. This is the concept mentioned in Avos as well. Da masha toshiv la'apikoros. You should know what to respond to the person ridiculing. It doesn't say you should respond, but you should know what to respond. The Bir Halacha from the Mishneh Berurah and Chafetz Chaim, early 1900s, mentions the concept of mitzvos timidios. Mitzvos that you can always do, no matter where you find yourself, these are things to think about. And to do a brief synopsis of the six mitzvahs that are identified, it's basically Hashem Echad v'ahavta. Hashem Echad, to believe that Hashem is the creator, that he created it with purpose, the world, and that he's the only creator. He is Hashem. And v'ahavta, and you should have a relationship with him that involves love, fear, and to protect it. Lo sasuru, don't wander to other things. You should love Hashem. You should love this relationship. Like any relationship that we treasure, we guard it and appreciate it. One final thought for our session this morning. Sifdali tov ma'ata chanunim bekavona meharbos below kavona. When we're doing mitzvahs of discretion, tachanunim, entreaties, better to do a little with a lot of intent than to do lots without intent. When you have a mitzvah that has a requisite amount, like Shmona Esrei, so we're supposed to do the whole thing. If some reason a person can't, they should ask a shayla, but that's the obligation, to do the whole thing. When we have tachanunim, things more of discretion, like saying Tehillim, it's better to do less in a heartfelt way than to rush through it just to try to meet the goal. A story Rabbi Reisman recounts that he asked Rav Moshe, when the yeshiva students say Tehillim for someone who's sick, a father of one of the students was sick, we're going to say Tehillim, how much Tehillim should we say? And Rav Moshe responded, they should say as much as people are still paying attention. Emotionally paying attention, physically paying attention, reading the words with intent, a meaningful experience. And that's the concept of Tachanunim, that it should indeed be a valued experience. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining. For more information on the Shulchan Aruch Initiative by Teach 613, please visit us at www.teach613.org.